Welcome to the Bring Your Book to Life podcast that turns your authorship dreams into reality, one chapter at a time. I'm Andrea Seidel, your host and personal book doula. Think of this podcast as your all-in-one guide to authorship. I'm here as your compassionate friend, your creative supporter, and the compass through the authorship journey. With my gentle nudges and unwavering support, I'm here for you from the spark of inspiration to the joyful delivery of your book. Are you ready for this page-turning adventure? Welcome to Bring Your Book to Life. Hello, author and expectant author. Welcome to Bring Your Book to Life, the podcast that's powered by me, the book doula, and brought to you by Live Life Happy Publishing, where we believe book writing and publishing should be fun, it should be accessible and impactful. I'm your host, Andrea Seidel, and today we're going to talk all about this idea of book buzz. It's going to be your guide to crafting your own PR campaign. So let's get your book into the hands of people that need it. And so you've written your book, you've published your book, and you're all excited now to get your book out into the world. But sometimes we can't necessarily afford to hire a public relations person or a PR person, or maybe we can, but then what do we do? How do we prepare? How do we get our exposure and create a buzz around our books? So I decided to do a podcast on this where we're going to dive deep into the world of book promoting and public relations and strategies that can help you get started. You know me, I'm all about the actionable nuggets for my clients and for myself, and I'm going to go on this public relations campaign myself in the next couple months. And so I would love for you to do this as well. So I'm doing this podcast, obviously, for my clients who have written their books and they've published their books, and now they really want to spread the word and create buzz around their book. This is the podcast for you. Okay, so let's jump in. Let's get started. Let's investigate all the ways that we can leverage your expertise and your book's message to your target audience. How can we reach your target audience, and how can we make such a positive impact in the realm of your book subject matter? So let's go through. We're going to go through a step-by-step plan that helps you get started and recognize that within each of these steps, there are a bunch of things that you can also do. So I'm trying to break it down just to make it feel not like a big mountain of a project, but rather to break it down into kind of manageable bite-sized chunks that we can do. So usually when you meet with a PR professional, what they do is they have an initial consultation. So what you do is you kind of take an in-depth look at what are your goals? What's the goal for your book? Who's the target audience for your book? What's your general messaging for your book, right? And then also figure out what are your preferred platforms to promote this on? And then what you can do is from there, the initial consultation, whether that be with yourself and just kind of investigating all those things, they can help you tailor your strategy moving forward. They can help tailor how it is that you're going to move forward with your PR campaign. How are you going to build this buzz? So one of the first steps is preparing materials. So what you're going to do is gather all relevant materials into things like press releases and your author bio and your book summaries, as well as your media kits and your one pagers and high resolution book covers and your author photos and the endorsements that you might have. All of those need to be prepared and put into a package. If you meet with a PR person, they're going to have you do all this work. So you might as well do it for yourself, right? And go on this PR campaign. So they're going to serve as your foundation for your whole entire PR campaign. I'm going to go into more details about preparing materials in a little bit, but I'm just going to give you an overview of all of the things, the steps, and then we'll get a little bit more into the meat of it. The other thing is you want to craft your narrative. So based on the discussion and the thinking of your narrative and your own personal expertise, you're going to compile a way that really highlights your unique perspective, your unique approach to something, your lived experience. So whatever your book is about, you want to craft your message and know, like, basically your discussions, your compelling narrative around your book, your key highlights of your unique position. What you want to do is have that really solid because it's going to form the basis of your messaging across all channels. It's kind of like your brand for your book. Like, what is it, the common thread? What are you saying over and over again in your book? And know that that narrative, like inside and out. And that's so powerful. So then another step is identifying your target media outlets. So what are your target media outlets? So who is it? Like, so you want to research and identify all relevant media outlets. So where are they? Where are the people that would benefit from exposing their listeners, their viewers to your book? And so that could be print, that could be online, that could be radio, podcasts, right? And you want to find those media outlets that center on your target audience, that this will help maximize your exposure for your books and your message. And then another thing you can do is by building relationships with media, building media relationships. So reach out to key journalists, to key bloggers, to influencers or any podcaster that your book, you could introduce them to your book, right? So building relationships with these people, building strong relationships with media is so important because you can gain some interviews, you can gain features, maybe you're going to gain reviews. Really, really important there too. And then obviously is creating a press release. And this is really fun to do. And so you know your book better than anyone else. So creating your own press release can be really, really powerful. And so what you're going to do is craft a really well-written press release so that you can send it out to that list that you create. So to all those media contacts, announcing your book launches perhaps, or announcing events around your book. And just creating those press releases to help generate this buzz and this interest in your work can be so impactful. So the other opportunities are to create a book launch or any event around your books. It could be question and answer sessions. It could be panels. It could be readings from your book. It could be book signings. And that's a great opportunity to have press releases and to share that with others and also to create buzz around your book. The other thing is content creation and distribution. So you have a whole entire book written. So now you can take pieces of the subject matter from your book and you can write articles, you can write blog posts, you can be guest posts, you can create social media posts, all by amplifying your message, the message that you already have inside your book. This will drive traffic to your website and to your books. So really, really important to create, you have content creation and you can distribute it really, really easily. So then the other thing is get media interviews and features. So social media is great, but what we want to do is secure media interviews. So guest appearances on shows or features to showcase your expertise and raise awareness about you as the author, as well as raising awareness about your books. And this will position you as a leader. It's going to help you in your field or your genre, and allow people to see you as an expert and see you as an authority on your subject matter. And this is so powerful for creating buzz around your book. So that's about it. So following these comprehensive PR strategies, we'll be able to work really hard to elevate our brand, to expand our reach, and to make more meaningful impact on the lives of those that need your book and the content within it. So I'm just going to go really quickly into some more nitty-gritty in terms of these steps, because I know for me, I'm just like, okay, well, what about this? Like getting clear on my goals and clear on my target audience and my messaging and, you know, my preferred platforms. It's like, just by getting clear on those things can really help you develop a strategic plan so that you can effectively communicate your message, and get your book in front of people that need it. So the first step is that initial getting clear. So what you want to do is find out what your primary goal is for your book. Is it to raise awareness? Is it to provide support? Is it to, you know, help in some way? So through, you want to just get clear on that. And so it can help with your promotion efforts of what it is that you're getting clear on. What's the target audience? Like, where are they? Who are these individuals and where do you find them? And is it just the person that's going to read it, or will like a whole bunch of professionals and organizations benefit from having your book for their people? Or you got to kind of really delve into your target audience. Could be the subject matter of your book, but also could be like other people. So for example, my book called Saving You Is Killing Me, Loving Someone with an Addiction series. Of course, it's for those who love someone with an addiction, but I could also target, some of my target audience could be professionals in the recovery community. Some of my target audience might be people in recovery, treatment centers. So you can see how your target audience could be beyond just who is going to read your book, right? So the audience may extend far beyond the individuals who are personally needing it. And it can go to become a resource for organizations or communities or institutions. And so this can really, really help us expand our reach. So kind of thinking about that as well. And then obviously get clear on your messaging, right? So you want to know emphasize the impact of your book and the clarity on your messaging, and think about where you prefer to go. I mean, some people love TikTok, some people don't. Some people love, you know, maybe print, radio, television, and that's where you focus your efforts. But you might also want to go on digital platforms like blogs and podcasts and social media and online communities. Like, there's so many ways that you want to kind of hone in and figure out your preferred platforms and just go out with a big buzz. So it's worth mentioning that there is some preparation involved, right? So we want to make sure that we're preparing all our materials. So what are those materials that we need? We want to create a press release, right? So drafting a press release for your book is really important because you want it to be catchy. You want it to have a nice headline. You want it to be a brief summary of your book. It needs to have key selling points of your book. It needs to have also your author information and your release date if it hasn't already been released, or just contact details on your press release. And you can tailor your press release to highlight the unique aspects of your book and the themes within your book and your target audience. And so really, really powerful. So you're preparing your materials, your press release. You need an author bio, and you want to make sure you're writing a compelling author bio that showcases you as the expert and your personal journey and your background and all kinds of things, your credentials and all those things. Any awards, include those in your bio. And then book summaries. Oh my gosh, think about it. People who may want to feature your book, they want to have a concise, engaging summary of your book because they want to kind of know, okay, does this fit? Does this work? What are the main points and themes here and the key takeaways, right? It really helps them. So you want to focus on capturing the essence of your book in your book summaries. Then you create these media kits or one sheet. I suggest doing both. So creating a media kit or area on your website that houses your PDF that has everything in it. So this sounds like a lot easier than it is, but this is going to take you some work. But once it's prepared, you're good as gold. You're good as gold. So what you want to do is prepare and compile all the material mentioned above. So basically what we just talked about. So your press release, maybe your author bio, maybe brief summaries of your book, all those things, as well as a high resolution book cover and an author photo. And so you're going to put all that media together and you're going to create a kit. And it's basically a one-stop resource for all those journalists that you're going to reach out to. It's a one-stop information package for the bloggers, the influencers, anyone that might promote your book. So that's really, really essential. And you can break it down. I also say create a one sheet that's more catchy that you can also share instead of your whole entire big massive media kit. You kind of balance the two. That way one's a little quicker, it's a one sheet, and then the one maybe is a little more in-depth all about you. So that's about it. That is about it when it comes to creating press releases. You want to have some endorsements and reviews in there, include your contact information. Really, really key. And so the other thing is you want to, so basically we're creating that, first we create that media kit, that press release kit, and that one sheet, have it all ready. And then what you want to do is identify your target media outlets. So identify the audience. You want to do your research. So look up relevant media outlets. So what you want to do is look at things within, so basically if you have your book title or subject matter, you want to find outlets that talk about that subject matter. So clearly defining your target audience is the key, because then you know your demographic, you know the location of your readers, you also know their interests and their preferences, where are they? So if you want to just narrow it down to find that target and then research relevant media outlets. So use some research tools like Google search, identify directories, they're powerful, and databases and things like that, because what that's going to do is help you cater to those people, reach your message out to them, send your press kit there, your press release there, send your profile, approach them. And so that will really help. So you can consider so many different places. So print, online, radio, podcast, platforms. Once you have this, look and research relevant media outlets, right? And make that list so that when you go to send it out, it's so easy. Include newspapers, magazines, blogs, websites, bloggers on websites, radio stations, podcasts. Note down all those key details, such as their contacts, you know, editorial focus, demographics, that kind of thing. So that makes it so easy for when you reach out to them. So that's about it. Like, you're considering finding your niche platforms and looking for niche media outlets and communities that cater to the subject of your book, that relate to what it is that you wrote about. And these platforms are more likely to offer engagement and sharing of your information, sharing as your message, also to keep your book as a resource. And so that's it. And don't forget to, like, anytime you go into, you have coverage or media coverage, keep it, right? Post it, share about it. And so building that media relationship, right? So the goal here is you're trying to get more interviews and more features and more reviews and reach out, generate that buzz for your book. And so that you can, you know, hit up journalists and bloggers and influencers and podcasters, that they want to share your book too, right? They want to help you because you also help them with content from your book. And it's so powerful. So, oh my gosh. So that's about it. I'm just trying to scroll here. I have a whole thing that I kind of listed of my, for myself, for creating my PR campaign. And like, you can host events, you can create more like buzz around your book too. And then just getting your book out there to the world. And then I always love actionable nuggets. So let's see here. So putting your PR campaign into action. So important. So basically, here we go. Here are your actionable nuggets. Let's talk about four key steps here. So we're going to integrate the creation of that media kit as part of this action. So step one, you're going to identify your target media outlets. You're going to gather all that contact information. You're going to begin just by researching, investigating, and creating a list of potential media outlets and cover these topics. Like, the who looks at the topics that are related to your book. And then what we want to do is make that list and gather information from these and note all those contact informations down and keep a list. Then the other part of it is step two, you're going to create your media kit. Now, this is going to involve some time. So really focus time, set aside a couple hours where you are dedicated to creating the materials and collecting your relevant materials for your media kit. So again, those include your book covers, your author photos, any related visuals that will help them, create a press release highlighting some key information about your book, and also include summaries. Summaries are really powerful. If you have any endorsements or reviews, include that too. The other thing you're going to include is your author bio, your background, your expertise, your credentials. And that will really, really help organize all these materials into an organized file that's visually appealing and an easy to access format. So I recommend a PDF document or even have like an online press kit that's hosted on your website so they can get it right from there, download it easy. And then just ensure that your media kit is super, super effective and concise and nice to look at. And that's your step two. Oh my goodness. So see, that's a big step. Step one, identifying target media outlets and where we might go and start gathering that information. Step two, you're going to create your media kit, also your one sheet, and you're going to house it in a PDF or up on your website. And then step three is you're going to craft a pitch that integrates your media kit. So you're going to create a personalized pitch. So if you're going to pitch to like, you know, one influencer, that's an individualized, personalized email that you might send out, right? So what you want to do then is include in that message to this person, your media kit, your book summaries, your author bio, your whole media kit, and really emphasize how you and your book can really support them as well. And so you're actually crafting your pitch. And then step four is obviously reach out, follow up, get out there. So you're going to begin reaching out to as many people as possible. Reach out to journalists, reach out to producers, reach out to hosts, reach out to editors, all in relation to your target media outlets, right? So include your media kit as an attachment and really send out this pitch. So the step before this is kind of creating a generic pitch that you could send out and then customize it when you actually are reaching out to these journalists or media professionals. And so by integrating, I hope this challenge, this action will really help you. You can really ensure that you have everything prepared and that you can effectively go on your public relations campaign and create a whole bunch of buzz around your book. So please, please, please share how it's going with us. I'm so excited to go on my own book buzz, crafting my PR campaign, because I do have my brand new book that's coming out called Tainted Love, Stay or Go. It's navigating tough relationship decisions and addiction. And this is the newest addition to my whole book series. So I'm excited to kind of craft my own PR campaign and media kit and get out there. It'll probably help with the sales of my other books too. So I hope this is so helpful for you. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Bring Your Book to Life. And this was all about this PR campaign, creating book buzz and getting out in front of people and getting your book into the hands of people that need it. So sending hugs, everybody. For now, keep writing, keep sharing your word, your message, and getting your books into the hands of people that need it. Okay, have a great week, everyone. Thank you for joining us on another exciting episode of Bring Your Book to Life. I hope you've been inspired along your own author's journey. Now, let me ask you this. Do you have a book inside you waiting to be brought to life? As your book doula, I'm here to guide you through the process of turning your ideas and knowledge into a compelling message that will inspire the world. If you're ready to take that step and you want me to be alongside on that journey and make your book dreams come true, I invite you to visit AndreaSeidel.com and set up a Let's Bring Your Book to Life discovery call. Or if you've already written your book and you're ready to publish, I invite you to visit livelifehappypublishing.com and explore their hybrid approach to publishing and bringing your book to life. Thank you for being a part of our book-loving authorship community. Until next time, keep writing and keep sharing. Your message will make a difference and have a ripple effect on the world.